Better Days Ahead, Part 7A, Enjoying Life, by Peter Amsterdam.
I'm so grateful for all the joy and happiness that I have experienced in my life. The Lord has been so good to me. Of course, Jesus is the ultimate source of our joy. Happy is that people whose God is the Lord. Manifesting the joy of the Lord, smiling and enjoying life is part of our Christian testimony to the world. The Westminster Catechism states that the chief end of man is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. And if we follow that good advice then, besides showing kindness, consideration, and concern for others, we can also let our light shine through our joy, laughter, cheerful voices, radiant eyes, and uplifting conversations. Of course, we can't always be laughing, having fun, and enjoying life. We all experience times of sickness, grief, sorrow, loss, frustration, and discouragement. That is part of living in this fallen world. But there are times when it can seem like all-out warfare in order to drive back worry, anxiety, and stress that threatens to rob us of God's gift of joy and the art of enjoying life even through the rough spots. You are familiar with the story of the great missionary who, when asked what quality he saw as most valuable in his life as a foreign missionary in a hostile climate, responded with a smile. A sense of humor. The ability to laugh when you feel like crying. I've also been thinking about the importance of taking time to intentionally enjoy life and have fun. I realize that might seem like an unlikely topic, especially when many have been enduring times of struggle, sickness, financial need, and worry about the future. But I have reflected on and prayed about my life, and I have felt inspired to praise God for His mercy and goodness in so many ways. We face many difficulties and challenges, but life is not all about struggling and just getting by. The Lord brings many little surprises and blessings along our paths, and I believe it pleases Him when we take the time to notice and appreciate them. Jesus said, "I have come that they may have life and have it to the full," and that includes enjoying life. According to Colossians 3:17, we should also give thanks to God through Jesus Christ for the fun and entertainment He provides. Someone once pointed out that recreation means to recreate or renew. God allows us this time to be renewed and to grow in our faith. James tells us, "Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows." Fun and entertainment are gifts of God, given so that we might come closer to Him. We should remember this when we are planning our recreation, and remember to thank God for such a good and perfect gift. GotQuestions.org. Maria is a wonderful example of joy, happiness, and enjoying life. Her youthful disposition, spontaneous laughter, and loving, happy personality help to bring out the best in me and whoever she happens to be around. She takes every opportunity the Lord gives her to demonstrate the joy of the Lord to others. It's amazing to me how she can laugh and get a kick out of the little unexpected challenges and funny things that we encounter daily. She really does know how to laugh when you feel like crying. And that can make even so frustrating circumstances seem like an obstacle course with a prize waiting for us when we finally reach the goal. She explained it well when she said, "I have a happy religion. I believe with all my heart that Jesus loves us and wants us to be filled with his joy. Not only that, but he wants us to genuinely enjoy ourselves. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. His liberating truth and the joy of his Spirit allow us to enjoy life while remaining close to him. We don't have to choose between happiness and pleasing the Lord. We can have both. Finding more fun. A dear friend of ours wrote Maria to share a personal update with her, as friends like to do. When responding, Maria told her, "You're so fun and funny." She replied, "It's amazing that you would tell me that I'm fun and funny. That means a lot to me because I've been thinking lately about fun. Considering what made me happy in the past, and trying to ascertain how to incorporate more fun in my daily life. I realized not too long ago that I had let life become rather boring. I wasn't laughing much anymore. I was working a lot, but it didn't feel as rewarding as before, and certainly was not fun. I wasn't even looking forward to people and activities like I used to. Even when I have been with my friends recently, I have felt things were somehow different. We used to laugh a lot, sing and dance spontaneously, and do silly things like make snow angels in the yard in the winter, as we laughed and giggled like little kids. So I determined I was going to bring more fun back into my life. I wasn't sure where to start. I knew I couldn't change my overall life circumstances. What I did was to sit down and actually try to remember what used to be fun for me and why. Ideas started coming to me, and I made a list. I was pretty inspired to see that my fun did not consist of extravagant, expensive, time-consuming events. Actually, fun things for me were little activities or hobbies. Many I had somehow just stopped doing and eventually had forgotten about them. The ones I did still engage in, I entered into them in a dull, sour mood, so they just weren't that fun anymore. In Gretchen Rubin's book, The Happiness Project, she wrote, "If something was really fun for me, it would pass this test. I looked forward to it. I found it energizing, not draining. And I didn't feel guilty about it later. Thinking about fun made me realize that I had to make time for it. Too often I give up fun in order to work. I felt so overwhelmed by tasks that I'd think the most fun would be to cross some items off my to-do list. I'd feel so much better if I could get something accomplished. I'd feel so virtuous when I delay something fun in order to deal with my email. In fact, though, turning from one chore to another just made me feel trapped and drained. When I took the time to do something that is truly fun for me, I felt better able to tackle my to-do list. Fun is energizing." After reading that, I decided to make a conscious effort to smile more, laugh more, enjoy life more, and take time to do the things that are fun for me. And like I said, those are generally little things, such as dancing, picnics, people watching, listening to karaoke and live music, going to flea markets, taking walks in pretty places, and chatting with people I don't know. Big things like taking a cruise, buying a car, going to Disneyland, etc., did not make the list. In fact, grandiose things like that didn't even come to mind. While making my list, I started realizing I'm actually pretty good at having fun and enjoying life. I had just temporarily forgotten about it. Gretchen Rubin told the following story. "One day, while I was trying to prod everyone to put the groceries away as efficiently as possible, Jamie, my husband, started showing off his juggling prowess with 3 oranges. Our 2 young daughters were thrilled. I was annoyed. "Come on, team," I scolded. "Let's get this done. Jamie, put those oranges away and get the other bag." But we weren't in a hurry. Only later did it occur to me that I should have enjoyed the moment and allowed the chore to be fun. Had I really become such a killjoy? This little story helped me realize that I had become kind of a killjoy too. I guess this happens after many little negative reactions, which then become attitudes and eventually become habits. Instead of smiling, laughing, and appreciating silly or funny moments, I'd let myself become annoyed, and that started happening more and more. It was great to realize this, and with a little conscious effort, I am becoming more aware of my reactions and words, and I'm seeing that it's pretty easy to change those habits. Praise the Lord! God says to us, "A joyful heart is good medicine." Peter. I agree that it's worth spending a little time thinking and praying about how we can enjoy life more, according to each of our unique situations. I gave this some thought and came to the conclusion that some of the things I enjoy and find to be fun include taking walks in nature and enjoying God's creation, exploring new places, cooking, playing the guitar, fellowshipping with other Christians, watching meaningful TV shows, learning new things through Google research, and seeing funny movies or comedy shows on YouTube where the humor is not hurtful or crass. Well, those are just a few of the things that I enjoy and that are fun for me. Fun busters. Enjoying life and having fun is not always the priority, especially when we're experiencing a difficult situation, a serious illness or accident, the need to care for others who depend on us, or the many challenges we face in different seasons of life. There are seasons when we must devote our time and attention to desperate prayer and hard work. In such times, we need to place all our attention on the situation at hand, and there is absolutely nothing wrong with that. But we also need to make room for joy and recreation, and not allow ourselves to get so busy and preoccupied that the enjoyment and fun in our lives just slips away. One culprit that drains the fun from our daily lives is stress. When we're very busy, under pressure with work or financial needs, concerned about our family or health, or trying to push through a new project, there often doesn't seem to be time for recreation or fun. Stress is a part of life that we have to learn to deal with, so it doesn't control us. Stress can have serious consequences for our physical and mental health, and it is important that we take steps to recognize and reduce stress. So let's strive for balance in our lives, which includes making room for more enjoyment and fun. Pursuit of joy. As Christians, the act of prayer and committing our cares to the Lord is a vital component in our ongoing battle against stress and our search for joy. The peaceful mindset we seek is a gift from God, and He promises to give us His comfort and peace to combat uncertainty and unsettledness as we seek Him with all our heart. Here is an encouraging message from Jesus. The prospect of the righteous is joy. This means your prospects are excellent, for I have clothed you with my robe of righteousness. So begin each day eager to receive the joy that I have in store for you. Some of my followers fail to find the pleasures I had prepared for them, because they focus too much on problems in their lives and trouble in the world. As you awaken each morning, seek my face with hopeful anticipation. invite me to prepare you not only for any difficulties on the road ahead, but also for the pleasures I have planted alongside your path. Then take my hand as you begin your journey through the day, and let me share in everything you encounter along the way, including all the joy. God bless and keep you, and may you enjoy life and find great joy and peace as you follow in the Lord's footsteps day by day. Do not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Nehemiah 8:10.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at tfionline.com.